You're listening to the Blissful Bites Podcast, episode 129.
Welcome to Blissful Bites, a food entrepreneur podcast. Each week, we bring you a successful woman, inspiring message, or business tip to help you build a sustainable business you're proud of. Now, your host, Nicole Culver.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another Fast Friday episode. I love getting on here with you and just chatting about a certain business topic. I hope you've all had a great day. The weather at the time of this recording is still really nice here in New York, and I'm really enjoying getting outside and still going for walks. So today I want to talk to you a little bit about why you should or shouldn't write an ebook. Ebooks are very popular, so are courses right now, and passive income is that thing that we all want to work towards, you know, when you go to sleep and then you wake up with money in your PayPal account or whatever, your Stripe account. It's a really, really wonderful thing, and I think we all would love to get to that point where it's happening over and over again, and you've built a great business passively, but the reality of it is that when we're starting out, it can be very hard to build passive income. It takes a lot of work. And that's something that is not really talked about that much. It doesn't have to be a dream, but I think the part that really is left out is the hustle that goes into it and how people actually build it. So what I want to talk to you about today is that if you're thinking of writing an ebook or a course or some type of online education piece, how do you know if it's right for you? And how do you know if you should put the time and energy and love that goes into creating a product like that? So I've been getting a bunch of emails and even people in my membership site who are just interested in creating an ebook or some type of course. But the problem is that they're unsure of if their product or program or service is really going to sell. And the other problem is they don't really know where to start. And it's very, very trendy right now to see Facebook ads and to just see things where you see, oh, I made 5 figures or 6 figures just from launching a online product. That's all well and good, but if you aren't attracting and you don't have the right type of audience, then you really need to rethink about if this is something you should be doing right now. You have to make sure you have the right audience of people who's going to purchase from you, and they're going to purchase that product, and they're going to say, yes, I need this, and I need this from you. So if you're in the place where you're not really sure who your audience is, and you're not really sure if they're going to want your product, then you need to do some work before you actually go into creating that product, program, or service. So that's what I just want to talk to you a little bit today, because it doesn't mean that you shouldn't or you can't create an ebook or an e-course, but it does mean that you can explore other revenue opportunities first and build your online business of the right people before you get into creating that product that you've poured so much time and love into. I also just want to say that list size is somewhat important, but I don't want you to wait and feel like you need to get to some milestone before you create and sell something. It's just not true, because if you have a super engaged list of 50 people who really, really want your product and they're begging you to create something, you can launch a product or an ebook and sell to those 50 people, and you might do really well. And at the same time, if you have an email list of 3,000, 5,000, 10,000 people who aren't the right people and they don't really want that product, when you open it up to them, it's not going to sell that well because it wasn't the right product or it wasn't the right audience for that product. So don't let the number hold you back. I just really want to tell you that be focused on getting the right people and making sure that you are answering their problem or struggle. So that's the first thing I want to tell you. And the second thing I want to tell you is that if you're just trying to figure out a way to make some more money and you thought an ebook was maybe the right idea, but now you're thinking, okay, maybe I don't have the right audience, what else can you do? And in the Monday's episode, that was episode 127 with Kendall Boyle from Lifting Revolution, we talked about how you can tap into your local community. So that is definitely something you can do. You have skills, you have a local community, and what I want you to do is I want you to combine those two things and you can start making money now. So think about, what are you really good at? What services could you offer? And then tap into your network and your community and start to offer those things. And honestly, that's what a lot of the ladies on my podcast that I interview, that's how they got started. So I want you to really think about this. How can you use the skills you have, the things you're really good at, and offer it into your local community or your network? So just a little thinking I want you to do today. If you're considering writing an ebook or creating an ebook or an e-course, then just think about if you have the right audience. And if you aren't really sure and you need to take some time to figure it out, but you're looking and you need to figure out some other ways to make money, then tap into your local community. And just so you know, this isn't to discourage anyone. I don't want to say like ebooks are the worst or courses are the worst. They're not. They're very lucrative and they have definitely a place. And I mean, I sell online courses and it has been a great thing for me, but I've done a lot of work really attracting the right audience of people into my community. That's what I want you to think about. So what can you do? You can, number one, figure out what you have to offer. Number two, figure out who would want this offer. And then number three, put yourself out there and go and connect with people in your community and in your network. So just start to think about how you can do this. You can always schedule a consult call with me. I'm happy to see how I can help. You can send me an email. But for now, what you can do is you can download my profit book if you don't have it yet, and you can text one word profit book to 44222, or you can go to NicoleCulverBlog.com/profit and you'll get my free profit book download right there. And just to remind you guys, we have a 2017 planning party up. We are going to plan out your goals. We're going to plan out your projects for 2017. So you're going to be able to dive right in and know exactly what you have to work on for your blog and for your business in 2017. We're going to be taking a running start. It's going to start in December. You can also sign up for that by going to NicoleCulverBlog.com/planning, and it's going to be so much fun. You'll get an immediate planning download when you sign up. So you can get started right there, download the profit book, download the planning book, and you will be ready for January in no time. So I want to hear from you. Tweet me at Nicole Culver. Find me on Instagram or Snapchat, all Nicole Culver. And let me know, are you thinking of writing an ebook, or are you thinking that it's not the right path for you? I would love to hear from you. And of course, go join me in our Facebook community where I'm the most active. It's the Blissful Bites community. You can search that in Facebook. So thank you for taking the time to hang with me today and to listen to this podcast episode. I will see you guys soon. Have a great day. You've been listening to the Blissful Bites podcast. If you like this episode, subscribe to the podcast so you can hear more inspiring interviews and helpful business tips. Do you know what stage of blogging you're in? I put together this quiz to help you figure out what stage of blogging you're in and what you need to do to actually get to the next level. So take the quiz. It takes about 30 seconds. And from there, you'll learn what stage you're in and what things that you need to focus on to bring your blog and your business to the next level. Visit NicoleCulverBlog.com/quiz to take it and get started.
This has been Blissful Bites, a food entrepreneur podcast. Thanks for listening.